let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's hailed as an exceptionally written, unputdownable book that deals with what is real. You'll embark on an adventure on every page of Cliff Ratz's riveting The Girl with the Lightning Brain. This action-adventure series, laced with terrorism and political intrigue, constructs from the latest technological and socio-political trends one plausible scenario resulting from a viral pandemic occurring early in the 22nd century. Meet Electra Kittner, the extraordinary protagonist in The Girl with the Lightning Brain, the first novel in the Lightning Brain series. She survives at birth a near-fatal lightning bolt that transforms her genetically far beyond mere humans, but her secret must never be revealed, or the government would treat her badly. A gripping action-adventure laced with terrorism and political intrigue. Cliff considers himself a simple scholar, having parlayed 4 degrees, math and physics, business and computer science, into a career spanning many jobs, companies, and industries. He grew up in Chicago, graduating from top Illinois universities, then launched his own business career, later returned to Chicago, where he teaches at 3 universities while working for his consulting business clients. Cliff Ratza, author of The Girl with the Lightning Brain, winner of the prestigious Hollywood Excellent Merit Award with Hollywood Book Reviews, our special guest on This Week in America. Cliff, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here and chatting with you.
Well, I love having you here. There's so much to talk about, and this is a program where time will go by quickly. Such an intriguing book, a series that you've created. Let's talk about the inspiration, the vision, creating this series, the Girl with the Lightning Brain series, and this world that you so vividly bring to us as readers in the series. Where did this all begin?
The Lightning Brain series, it's a work in progress that I started a couple of decades ago when I read in high school The Inheritors, a novel by William Golding, and he's best known for his novel Lord of the Flies. Well, in The Inheritors, the book describes a clash of civilizations between the Neanderthals and Homo sapiens. The idea fascinated me. And it planted in my brain, you know, the germ of an idea for a series. I've cultivated it through my imagination and experience, and it finally germinated 3 years ago when I wrote the first book in the series, The Girl with the Lightning Brain. That book shows how, in the early 22nd century, a worldwide pandemic due to a mutant man-made virus fuels Middle East terrorism. And the combination leads to governments worldwide becoming harsh as people become frightened and mentally impaired. America is still the best nation in the world, but it too is struggling. Perhaps the Dark Ages is on the horizon, advancing towards Washington, D.C.
This is so intriguing, and it's almost like it's ripped from the headlines after what we've been exposed to over the last couple of months. And this was something, as you said, you've been working on for a number of decades. Let's talk a little bit about what makes this book. There are several aspects that make the book unique. One is that you can read the book, you can enjoy the book on seven different levels. Talk about that, because this book virtually appeals to everybody on a number of levels.
Well, yes, the book can be read at a number of levels. First, it's a gripping action adventure. I think readers will love the action graphically and, you know, beautifully written descriptions. It's also a glimpse into a plausible near-term future that's affected by artificial intelligence and genetic engineering. The book shows insight into the human condition. You know, it's living everyday's life. And the book shows an optimistic and pragmatic worldview philosophy that helps us get through our day. The narrative and imagery is emotive and fast-paced, and the book will give you an introduction to topics just about every reader is going to want to know about. For example, the rivalry between the United States and China playing out on the world stage. So readers are going to get interesting talking points going far beyond just sound bites.
It is such an amazing book, a series just beginning on, and we'll talk about that. We're talking about book one. I understand three books in the series have been completed by our guest on the program, Cliff Ratza. If you're Googling that, that's R-A-T-Z-A. The book's available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the link. And Cliff has a website as well, lightningbrainseries.com. I'll talk about that in a second because it's interesting. You go there and spend a little time because you've got some contests and games going on when you go to the website, lightningbrainseries.com. One of the reviews talks about skillfully layers an intricate story of medical and political espionage among 15 main characters. And I want to talk about that. Talk about the research that went into that, because I use the words true, I use the words plausible. This is something that really could happen. And I know that was intentional on your part to have something that's believable. How difficult was it working the storyline and keeping it believable for the reader?
Something that all writers are told is to write what you know about. And I'm writing about the future viewed through science and technology and also through political intrigue, political events, and psychology and sociology and business. I've got degrees in all these areas. I'm a simple scholar, so I've got a bunch of degrees, and I teach as well as running a consulting business. So I've got the background to be very, you know, I'm credible for what I'm writing.
Yes.
And the hardest part of all of this is simply researching all the facts so that I'm saying what is correct. I'm fortunate today, as all writers are, having the internet at my disposal. I don't need a staff of researchers. I can do the research myself because I know the topics that I'm covering.
Interesting. And you bring that to the reader. You talk about the medical, the political, espionage, 15 main characters, and all of those have endearing strengths and weaknesses that we can empathize with. Talk about that and developing these characters and the interaction between the characters. It's fascinating the talent you have to have 15 main characters, and they're all believable as well.
Developing the characters actually is done sequentially throughout the first novel and extends into the other novels. I'm not going to overwhelm the reader with, you know, dumping, you know, 15 characters on them at once. We start with our main character, Elektra Kittner, who is extraordinary because at birth, her mother, Indira, struck by a lightning bolt. Indira is killed. Elektra survives. But and this is based on neuroscience, the lightning bolt rewires her interneural connections in her brain, which causes her DNA to mutate. So she's now exceptional. By no means is she superwoman. She can't jump over tall buildings at a single bound. She's simply extraordinary in having a superior intelligence, and to the extent possible, she can self-direct her physiology. Instead of intelligent design, you know, there's talk now in neuroscience about self-directed design. But again, Elektra is human, and she has strengths and weaknesses. She's very believable, and she has flaws that will endear her to the readers. As her character develops and she grows, we bring other characters in. And let me mention just one other item here. Her mother, Indira, is Indian, Oriental Indian, and the mother, though killed, you know, during Elektra's birth, the mother remains a character throughout the novel. So there will be sequences, flashbacks that are woven in perfectly with the storyline to keep readers engaged. They'll understand the background, and they will see how all these characters are intertwined.
You know, it's interesting because once you do the research, once you get sort of the plot lined up, this is where I'd like to go with it, you then need to make it something that's interesting for the reader. And all of the reviews are excellent. A winner of a prestigious award, the Hollywood Excellent Merit Award that I talked about in the beginning. The action, the twists and turns, just when we think, okay, we can settle down here for a second, whoops, here comes another one at us. The suspense at the end with an excellent conclusion to book one. Talk about taking all of that and weaving it together in what I would call a masterpiece of a book. How challenging was that to take all of this and tie it all together?
Well, thank you for the compliments, but I've had decades to work on this because you know, there's a story about Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein had one great idea, riding on a lightning, on a beam of light. For me, I have this idea of a clash of civilizations, and I've worked that through the Lightning Brain series. So I had the idea. All I needed to do was come up with the characters and a storyline that would allow me to express it. And it took me a couple, you know, it took me years to do it.
Yes.
I wasn't doing it full time. I was thinking about it, but about 4 years ago, everything was in place for me to actually start writing.
And you haven't stopped since. It sounds like that you've got, now I mentioned three books in the series. Are you finished with three?
Actually, there are five books in the Lightning Brain series. I'm not going to rattle off all the titles. Just start with the first one. That's a good start for right now. The Girl with the Lightning Brain.
Yes.
There are four additional books in the series. They are already written. First three on the market. Number four is in the process of being published. And number five is done, and I'll get that on the market as soon as the first four are established.
Yes.
This will end the Lightning Brain series, and I have plans for an extension series. And unlike so many series, I'm ending my series when there's a lot of mileage still in it. And instead of, running the series to a ragged end where readers are no longer interested, I am going to move the action to a brand new series that will build on the Lightning Brain series, but will be totally different.
Ooh, looking forward to that, as well as all five in the books in the Girl with the Lightning Brain series. Talking specifically about book one of the program today, the author is Cliff Ratza. That's R-A-T-Z-A. His website is lightningbrainseries.com. Book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on the book, The Girl with the Lightning Brain. I mentioned that website. That's interesting because that's sort of what interactive, because you can play some games and be challenged and entertained a little bit when you go to the website.
Yes, I have a good business partner. It's Prime Solutions, and a gentleman there by the name of John Kane is leading a team that's getting the Lightning Brain series established. Getting your name out there takes work.
Yes.
And I'm delighted that John Kane came across your talk show. I'm happy that John Kane has us on your interviewing.
And delighted to have you here. And what gets you out there and gets the word spreading quickly is talent. And you have that as a writer. And there are so many good things I see in your future. I know that you've got book investors, publishers interested in the series. I see an action adventure film series. If there ever was a book that I'm reading that jumps off the page from a visual standpoint, it's yours. What do you think about that? Do you see that going in that direction? And I guess the big question would be, I love Elektra. Who would play Elektra? Do you have somebody in mind?
Yes, I do. If I had my choice, I would pick Keira Knightley.
Ooh.
Keira Knightley she's not beautiful in the you know, classic Hollywood sense, but she's striking. And Electra, our main character, is striking. Electra is, you know, high cheekbones, large eyes, narrow nose. She's part Oriental Indian and part American, you know, and she's a character that has depth, physical ability, and it's going to require an actress that not only is striking, but also has the ability to act different roles, because one actress would play Electra as well as Indira, and Indira is Electra's practically perfect mother who was killed by the lightning bolt. And when acting out the Electra role, the actress would have to project different distinct personalities throughout the trajectory of the series.
Well, I hope that happens. And as you, when you're mentioning her name, I can see her in that role of Electra. With us on the program is Cliff Ratza, R-A-T-Z-A, author of the book, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, actually the book series. We're talking about book one. It has to be an exciting time for you. All of these decades where this idea has been kicking around in your mind, you get it out there, you're getting excellent reviews. What's this like for you, being out there, getting the feedback? And I believe you've got some events that you'll be attending this year where you actually can get out and meet with the people who are fans of the series.
Yes. Prime Solutions has me scheduled to be featured at the New York City Book Expo in May. But with the current COVID-19 kerfuffle, that's probably going to be delayed. Prime Solutions has follow-up presentations and book signings, in the works, but those details are still to be determined. I'm sure you are in a position to know much more than I how COVID pandemic is going to delay or cancel events. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to be like our main character in the series, Electra Kittner. She hopes for the best, but plans for the worst.
Electra Kittner, the main protagonist in the book, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, actually, series. We're talking about book one. A few minutes left on the program. The author, Cliff Ratza, is our guest. That's R-A-T-Z-A. I saw an article recently in the New York Times talking about the top, I believe it was like 11 viral pandemic books readers might want to read during this time. And it's interesting because for many of these, you almost have to have this suspension of disbelief when reading it. Knowing what you've done in your book, there's really this plausibility to it. Talk about that, because you've taken this topic and you've made it really believable for us.
I enjoy science fiction, and I enjoy these movies and books that talk about pandemics. They're exciting. What I wanted to do was use real-world events, real-world science, and project the real-world science and technology and current trends into a near-term future that's believable, and from that, write my action and adventure series, of which The Girl with Lightning Brain is the first. So my point of departure is all of the science, all the technology. For example, I talk about artificial intelligence and genetic engineering. All of it that I use is based on what's going on today and projected into the future. Because of my background in science and computers and math, I have an excellent grasp of the technology. And with my writing ability, I'm able to put this into words that I believe the readers are going to enjoy.
Well, and they are doing it. I mentioned the award-winning book series, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, by Cliff Ratza, our guest on the program. You've also got a glossary there, so all of this information is you're going back and you're looking at this, wondering how everything fits together. You've got all of that information for us there in the book. A couple minutes left in the program. What can readers expect from reading The Girl with the Lightning Brain, Book 1, and the rest of the series? And what do you hope that the takeaway is? You've got this great, entertaining, thrilling story that you're telling, and as you're reading it, you're doing a little thinking, aren't you? Well, like, about this could really happen. It gives us an idea, a little peek into the future and what we all could be facing.
Sure. Well, I think each book in my series is unique, which is a term that reviewers use. They call it sui generis. It's a term that means unique. And what readers are going to find is that they can enjoy the book on all the books at many different levels. And not only that, but the books are written in a style that contemporary readers are going to find pleasing to the ear. The books are for adults as well as, adolescents.
Yes.
And the sex and the violence is more implied than described. I don't use swear words. And I've got a nice balance among the dialogues and the characters that keep the readers involved. And I believe the readers are going to empathize with the main characters. The books can be read in any order. And each book is going to give you all the background you need to jump right in.
And you can buy this book, as I say, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I'll give you the information with Cliff's website here in a second. But prepare to enter a world of bacteriological warfare, global terrorism. The world is on the brink of another dark age. And it's such an excellent read, and you've got a shot at 5 of these. There will be 5 in the series. Book 1 is what we've talked about on the program today, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, Book 1, Cliff Ratza, the author and our guest, Ratza. His website is lightningbrainseries.com. You'll find the book at the usual places. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Cliff, congratulations on the success of the series. Look forward to all of them. Look forward to having you back on the program as the whole project progresses. Would love to see this action-adventure series. It's got success written all over it with the world and the characters that you've created. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Enjoyed it so much. Thank you.
Rick, thanks again for having me on your show.
It's been our pleasure. Cliff Ratza, Ratza, author of the Girl with the Lightning Brain book series. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.